Welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm Radical Russ here at the CannabisRadio.com desk. And joining me here, we have got Jen at the desk, and she is with Dr. Reefer Arizona. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, thank you.
Dr. Reefer sounds like my kind of physician.
Yeah, it's actually Dr. Referrals.
Oh,
Yeah, they put in the wrong. That's all right. Dr. Reefer.
Was that wrong on my card? Did I miss that? I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Dr. Referrals.
Yeah.
That sounds much more professional.
Yeah, no. And my husband's Dr. Jordan, and he does the evaluations.
Okay, so we're a referral clinic that we're talking about here.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So he actually is a pain specialist.
Okay.
And he saw the need for introducing medical marijuana to a lot of his patients. Mm-hmm. And he's seen how it improves, you know, their health. And he's taken patients off of medication and all that.
Yes.
And relieve their pain. So we've seen over years these patients coming back and how amazing they've done. You know, children not having the seizures anymore, mm-hmm. even kids that have other disorders, they're talking now, and it's just been amazing. Yeah. And to top it all off, the reason I got really involved in it, because my own brother got in a severe motorcycle accident and almost died. Mm. And he has severe neuropathy and constant pain, and he was on a Fetylin patch, taking 8 oxys a day. Mm. He was pretty much in a coma.
I mean, yeah, zombie.
Yeah, we couldn't even go out to dinner as a family because he'd sit there and he'd literally fall asleep in his food.
Oh.
So my husband was like, why don't we try to get him on marijuana? I mean, let's see what goes on. You know, let's see how it works for him. Within months, he was off the Fetylin patch, and now he's down to 4 oxys a day, which sounds like a lot to normal people, but considering what he was on before,
sure. It's
really nothing.
You know, that's great you point that out, because sometimes, you know, we talk about, pharma drugs and the bad side effects, but, you know, there are purposes for these tools.
Right.
It's just we overuse them because we don't have the backup of the cannabis.
Very much so. And I think that's, I think even now, I think, you know, as he continues to use cannabis and learn more about different topicals and edibles, he might be able to find a strand where he can drop down even further. Because that's the thing with, you know, cannabis is you have to find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my husband being a doctor, it's really hard for him to refer certain strands or certain products because everybody reacts different on it. Everybody's body's different. And that's another big issue that we're seeing in Arizona and possibly other states is about the testing. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to these dispensaries and they say that, you know, this edible has 300 milligrams and, you know, you have half of it. Well, the next time you go back and get another edible for 300 milligrams, you have half of that and you get a totally different effect.
Right.
And so what we've done is we've actually gone into different dispensaries, bought products, had them tested privately. And what they're saying is completely wrong.
Wow.
So we need some kind of something to regulate what you put on the label to make it true, and some kind of testing facility that can do this. It's a huge problem for people that truly use it for medical uses.
Yeah, and as it is, I mean, cannabis already has so much of a trial and error aspect to it. Like you said, finding the different strains, finding out what works for you. Why add more variable to that with not knowing what you're getting in the first place?
Yeah. It was such an issue, especially with a lot of the elderly clients that my husband has, that I personally actually started an edible company. It's called Baked Edibles. And each brownie has 100 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And we test the medication, we test the oil, and we test the brownie every batch we make. So we know for sure it's 100% saturated. And what we say is true. And so what we do is when we tell the patients about them, you know, you take a quarter of it, see how you feel. You know, if you need more, then take another quarter of it. So you find your dosing appropriately. And through that, they know that every time they take a quarter of it, that's 25 milligrams.
Yes.
And so then they learn how to dose themselves, basically. Mm. But it's a huge problem. And it doesn't seem like anybody's on board to, fix this issue.
Yeah.
But so if anybody's listening out there that
needs to happen. I mean, we're getting some of this movement in Colorado, in Oregon, Washington, some of these states that have had long established medical programs and now working toward recreational programs. So Arizona's lacking in this regard.
Extremely.
And I imagine, I mean, Bill Montgomery tried to shut this place down.
Right.
It's got to be a lot of those people.
Yeah, I've met with a lot of people within our government, in the state of Arizona. And, you know, when you're face to face with them, they're, oh, yeah, I'm for it for medical reasons. You know, they straight out say they're not for it for recreational.
Sure.
But even doing for medical reasons, they still need to really improve the way they're doing things, you know, especially if it's truly going to be medical based. You need to really get this stuff tested, and you need to go to people that really know what they're doing and dealing with. So, but until our legislature is on board, it's going to be a problem.
You know, Jen, when we talk about your company here, Doctor Referrals Arizona, and we think about the people who are opposed to medical cannabis, one of the things they'll say is, pain. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a backache. I need to get my reefers.
Yeah.
So what's that stigma like trying to overcome that?
Well, the thing is, I actually am a hairdresser by trade. That's what I do for a living. Okay. And my clientele is pretty high end. I have a lot of CEOs and lawyers and doctors, as my clients. And when we got into this business, I was really scared to tell them about it because I was worried that they're going to judge me or think, oh my gosh, you're a drug addict. And I was actually surprised how many people were on board for it. And how many people are patients themselves that don't talk about it. Mm. And the very few that, had negative things to say about it, once I told them about my brother's story, they were amazed. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've shared with them some of my husband's patient stories about, you know, these kids that literally were nonverbal. Mm-hmm. And 3 months later, coming back to see him, and they're speaking now. And so when you tell somebody that story, I don't know how anybody could be against medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And if they still are, I would literally bring that patient to them and say, you need to meet this individual.
Yeah.
And it comes down to human rights. I have a right to do what I feel is right for myself and my child. And nobody has a right to tell me otherwise.
Very well put, Jen. We appreciate that. Dr. Referrals Arizona. What is the website if people want to know more?
You know what? I think it's drreferrals.com. It's in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah. Dr. Referrals. Let me see if I can find the card here. Dr. Referrals.
Right there.
AZ. There we are. Let's see. We've got Dr. Referrals. Okay. Yeah, Dr. Referrals, ALZ. So check that out online. Just go to Google. Dr. R-E-E-F-E-R-A-L-Z. So refer.
Yep.
ALZ.
Yep.
ALZ. Okay. And now we've got it figured out.
And Dr. Jordan Copsio. He's the doctor there.
All right. So any estimates on how many patients you've helped, your husband's helped over this time get cannabis referrals?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Wow. Literally thousands.
Now, one of the things that also comes along is governments and naysayers saying, aha, doc in a box, just writing out scripts to make money, just trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
You had to deal with that too?
Oh yeah, everybody's, you know, a lot of people say, how can you see that many patients, and how can that many patients need medication?
Yeah.
But the thing is, they do this is a medical office. He's a real doctor. He has a doctor, you know, a medical degree. They do a full examination. A lot of people have actual x-rays from from other doctors. A lot of these people have been in pain for many, many years, you know, have scars and there are a handful of people that do come in there and they just, you know, want it for recreational use, and unfortunately they don't get their card, you know what I mean? But the majority of people really do have issues.
Yeah.
And the one good thing about Arizona last year, they did open the list to other things such as PTSD, you know, which is, a huge problem all over the country, but in Arizona as well.
Sure.
So, and no one can tell another person what their pain is. You know, right. I can sit here and say, oh, I have neck pain, I have this pain, and you don't have to believe me because you're not living my life. You don't really know the pain that I'm actually in.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are people, and you know, I mean, a kid that comes in at 20 years old and has no x-rays and has never been in a car accident, has nothing, and he's like, oh, I'm in pain. Really?
Yeah.
So you do. You mean, you have to stay true. You want to stay legal, obviously.
Sure.
And so you do the right thing. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of people that need this.
Yeah. And of course, there's also, I think a lot of people don't recognize that there's a lot of pressure on doctors who work for clinics or hospitals or anything that has any federal thing going on with it where they can't recommend it. They might want to, but they can't.
I have a handful of clients that work for the government, and they would love to use cannabis instead of using their pain pills that they take every single day, but unfortunately they can't. Mm-hmm. And that's really sad.
Yeah,
that's even worse.
Wow.
You know, that these people have to live in pain, and they work for us basically. Yeah. You know, I mean, at that point I'd quit my job and, you know, go do something else, and I tell the government to shove it, but that's my opinion.
Well, we're speaking here with Jen, from Doctor Referrals. It's REEFERALZ. Just look that up on Google. You'll find them here in Tempe, Arizona, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And find out how to get your medical marijuana referral from Doctor Referrals.
Get legal.
Get legal. Thanks, Jen, for joining us here on CannabisRadio.com. And good luck with everything. We'll return to more interviews right after this, and we'll have some music for you in between. So stay tuned. Our CannabisRadio.com live coverage of the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona.